Blog Talk Radio.
What would you say to Joe Biden?
The Japanese are involved here.
I see them all over the place. They're great. I hope your husbands are okay with it.
This is deadly stuff.
That's right.
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Can I go upstairs and give you a kiss?
No.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know.
No justice?
No.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I put a ban on people coming.
I can't be locked in a room someplace for the next year and just stay and do nothing.
Would you rather have a woman?
No.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
Start spreading the news.
Well, hello.
Hello.
You hear me okay?
I hear you with a little bit of an edge. You've got a crackle going on there, my darling.
Still working on this.
Are you
thing,
feeling
you know
a
mean?
Bit creaky?
A little bit, let me see what I can do. I don't know. Is it okay or is it annoying?
Oh, well, actually, keep talking.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Yes, I think you've managed to sort out the crackle. It's kind of stopped now. Whatever you just did, just
oh,
be
cool.
Careful.
Hey, you know, we're going to – I got a bad cable, I think, for the mic, so I'll try not to touch it.
Right.
We have a caller coming into the show right now. This is the what is the name? Let me get my script. I've got to find it here. Got it. Okay. This is the Andy and Amanda Show, live from Hollywood and the UK. My name is Andy Kimball. We have Amanda Love in the UK. The show is coordinated and put together by a guy named Cornel Butler. To get on the show, you dial 515-605-9888. That number again, 515-605-9888. We're standing by now to take your calls. We go around the world. We're in 23 countries with listeners and followers all over the place, and sometimes we have a lot of great guests and a lot of fun and laughs, so we talk about the news and anything you want to talk about. So please do join in the show. Andy and Amanda Show, call us now. We're live, and if you're missing it, the live show, then you're probably hearing this podcast, and we'd like to welcome you aboard on that platform as well. And without further ado, I think we should go ahead and move to our first caller here on the show. How am I doing so far?
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Okay, thanks. All right, here is – hey.
Hey,
hello?
What's up?
Hey, yes. Woo, there
Yo,
he is.
I'm here.
How you doing?
To save the day.
Oh,
I'm doing
sure.
Great, Amanda. I'm doing great,
aww.
Andy. The Christmas
so
is here. The
yes.
spirit
today?
Is here.
Today?
Yes.
No, it was last
today?
Week. It was last week, Andy.
Sometimes I
feel
like
back.
I do.
Yeah,
what's
right.
Yes.
Here I come to save the day.
Mighty Mouse. Mighty
hey.
Mouse.
Cornel Butler is with us on the show, folks.
He's no damn dirty tree-hugging hippie.
Oh, my gosh, dude. What the fuck you mean? Dude? Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad everyone is doing okay. I'm so happy to hear that.
Definitely. How are you doing anyway, Amanda?
Yeah,
how's
I'm
everything
good.
With you?
Yeah, all good. Yeah.
How about you, Andy?
I'm doing fine, and Dandy, Andy. Andy is Dandy. Andy?
I like that. Dandy, Andy. You should change it to Dandy, Andy.
Especially, you know why? Okay.
Because I'm
doing
why.
Oh, no. Elvis!
Oh, my God.
I can't walk out.
Everybody.
Because I love you too much, baby. Oh, yeah. We're rocking now. We got this.
Why can't you see?
We are rolling and rocking.
What you doing to me?
Yeah.
When you know
me,
love me, what I say.
Yeah.
We can't go on to...
Yeah. Elvis.
It does make you want to sing to it, though, I got to admit, even though, you know, it drove me nuts.
No, it makes me want to sing, especially but when I sing that song, when I hear that song, I don't sing that song to it. That's the weird thing about when I hear the song. When I hear the song, I sing this song.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this party sound.
Thank you very much.
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
Thank you.
So though we are in danger, we never...
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And people want to know why is it that we play these songs and are so up to singing along with them, because we're musicians and we love music, and why is
maybe
the question
that's a question you should ask China.
Maybe we should.
China.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe
the way he says that is so funny. The way he enhances
it. It's like China. China.
Yes.
China.
China. You should ask China. China.
Your
yes.
pronunciation China. Is very good, Mr. Trump. Bravo. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
China.
Well, this is the, this is what show the
first, the second,
yeah.
The third.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
I said it last.
This is internet radio, the way it's supposed to be, folks. We, Andy here. I'm in the U.S. We landed it, I said earlier, in the U.K. And we have Cornell there on the East Coast. None of us have ever met.
Never. I don't even know you guys.
We don't. We've spoken, but never met.
Never have. Hell yeah.
Never met. Never shook hands. Never gave each other hugs. Never. None of that.
Oh, we've not even had eye contact, have we? No.
Excited to be here.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Never
What's
did that.
It feels better soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
How's everybody doing? Everybody's doing okay? What's going on?
Yes. And you know what? It's I'm doing fine, but it's like, yo, it's in Philadelphia area, it's over 500 killings.
What?
Shootings. Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know. You got to ask China.
Oh, okay. Yeah. China, can you inform us, please? Please, can you tell us?
Of course.
I'm sorry we keep coming to you, but we need to know.
We need to know, please.
What's going
Isn't
on?
Isn't that crazy, Andy?
Yeah.
What's going on in Philadelphia? The killings? Andy?
This is rather. Oh, he's disappeared. Maybe he's running to the toilet again. He's probably gone to the toilet, right?
I know,
he
always goes to the toilet, man. He
I know, he always
goes to the
toilet. Oh! How nice of you to show up.
You know, if they fired Chris Cuomo from CNN at Primetime Live with Chris Cuomo because he was somehow helping his brother, who was the under investigation for being the governor of New York, not for being the governor, although he should be. No, he's under investigation. Under investigation.
He was pretending.
Sexual harassment on
really?
The job as governor, and he was helping. So they fired Chris Cuomo, so he is off abruptly. So I figure I can do the same.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They'd much rather hear you guys anyway than me. Mm-hmm.
No. Andy,
I don't know who you heard that from.
Fire me, please.
There seems to be a lot of firing and resigning going on everywhere. You notice that?
Yeah, there
US,
is.
Europe, UK.
There is.
Lots
there
of people
is.
A couple of years now, people just resign left, right, and center.
Yeah.
It's like, what is
definitely.
Going on? Yeah.
And they be having houses, mortgage. I mean, they be having mortgage bills, everything.
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
Yeah,
you're
and
right.
These are meant to be people
very
that
true.
You know we're following and looking up to or looking down at whoever you choose, but you know there's
yes,
just, everybody's quitting. And it was
yeah.
Over here. I mean, it started mainly when the whole Brexit thing was going to be a thing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
was like throwing their toys at the pram. Oh no, I'm quitting. Blah blah
yes.
blah. And it just got worse. It's just got worse and worse.
And crime
well,
is going up.
That's because
we were
yeah.
talking about what was going on there, but also what was going on in the world.
Yeah,
we were
definitely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese,
mm-hmm. yes,
oh.
there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Japanese.
We've just
I
had
wanted
some
to say something, but I'll keep it to myself on the next.
No, you can
show.
Say it. No, oh, come on. Come
no,
on. Come
hell no.
Why not? Carl, you're in good
huh?
company
well,
here. Yeah,
the main thing is to get plenty of advice.
Hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
definitely.
What were you going to mm-hmm. say? Come on, tell us. Tell
I
us.
Was
yeah,
going to
really.
Say,
I know.
They make
they're
going to
commit suicide.
They make good batteries. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Nothing against
what's going on?
Hey, Channing, we love you. Awesome people.
Of course.
Great
yes.
people.
Yes, we do. Oh, you know what? I went to this great Chinese restaurant last night. And those of you in L.A., those of you who know, I know we have listeners here in my backyard hill in L.A. There's a restaurant on Fair Oaks Road or Avenue, I guess it's called, whatever. But it's in South Pasadena, Fair Oaks, right off the 110. And it's called the Oak Tree Inn, I think, or the Oak Tree Inn. And it is probably one of the best Chinese restaurants in the L.A. area, man. It's really, really good. Really, really good. And I had such a good dinner there last night. I'm still full from it. I'm still feel stuffed. I had so much food.
Oh,
It was absolutely great.
My.
Just like
yes.
our favorite beers, our favorite sex toys, all that stuff that we promote on the show. When something's really good, we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Right, Cornell?
He said, right, Cornell? Sure, Andy, sure.
Yeah.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks?
Yeah.
Grab the best ones.
We do. So, Amanda, Omicron. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it for you.
Omicron variant. Is spreading like wildfire, but it is
yeah.
evidently not as serious of an illness when somebody contracts COVID with that variant, but it's very, very contagious.
Yeah.
Most of the hospitalizations remain to be the Delta variant, which again
yeah.
is not as serious as the original COVID coronavirus, you know, but is, I mean, it's there's a death toll from it. But it is very, very contagious. And, I mean, you know, they're increasing mask mandates and you know, every, you know, oh, Biden tried to make it a law, so to speak, that if you worked for a federal contractor, not for the federal government because he can control that, but a federal contractor, you know, private business, you may not work in that company unless you are vaccinated. And a federal judge in Georgia, out of all places, overruled that and said, you can't do that. And if a private business wants to see that their employees are vaccinated or not, it is up to that private business, not up to you. And I understand that. I get it. But we have got to get this thing under control. And the only way we can do it is by vaccinating everybody who's eligible to be, which is most, a vast, vast, gigantic majority of the population. There are some that, for whatever reasons, medically they shouldn't have the vaccine. But those cases and those instances are far and few between. And what's frustrating, as we expressed on the last show, is we have it within our power to stop this thing in its tracks, and the population won't do it. They just won't do it. Some still think it's a hoax. Some people still think the flu kills more people. Some still think it's a government conspiracy. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
And we talked all about conspiracies on the show, haven't we, guys, girls, whatever?
Yes, we have many, many times, yes.
Yes, definitely.
I think people still feel that way for sure, and, you know, especially over here, and there's so much of it going on. And, yeah, right now it's Boris has come forward and did the public speech saying that from Monday, I believe it is, we're advised to work from home. I call it COVID Plan B. Yeah, we're back to working from home. And from Friday, we must wear masks.
What's the name of Bambi? It's called
Bambi. I know. Bambi. Plan B. He's calling it Plan B. So from Friday, we must wear masks again at public venues, apart from eating, drinking, exercising, and singing, as a side note. COVID passport.
Andy, imagine that. You have to sing, excuse me, you sing with a mask over your mouth. Could you do that, Andy?
Can I sing?
Right.
Is that an attempt to shut me up or what? Is that?
No.
You know,
no.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Sorry, Amanda. We so sorry.
It's okay. I'll let you guys know. I'm so used to it with you boys.
We just get crazy when we get together.
Here's the question I have. And this is for a listener. And by the way, please do call in 515-605-9888 if you're hearing us live. And if you're hearing the podcast, well, you can't call in live, obviously, but you can call in at when we are live, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that is in your particular corner of the world. And I want to welcome a growing population of listeners in China, by the way. I forgot to mention that our China population of listeners is growing. We are around the world.
We love you guys, man.
Yeah,
we really love you.
We joke around. We have a lot of fun, but in all seriousness, we do welcome the audience wherever you are in the world, actually. And we have a growing population. All corners of the world.
We even have Egypt.
Yeah, we do. We have Egypt. We have South Africa. We have even, what did we say the other day? The newest one was Liberia in Africa.
Liberia.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say before is, what does, in your opinion, what does ego have to do with conspiracy theories?
Ego?
Mm-hmm.
Ego has a lot to do with conspiracy theories because when we read something, we take that into ourselves, right? And then if we actually start to believe it and have that belief system, that comes again from ego. So ego's like, yeah, this is it. This is the truth. And then we're constantly, I mean, it applies to everything. We attach ego to everything.
It fuels
mind control.
Yeah. So doesn't it? So what you're saying, it provides the gravity or the fuel for every conspiracy theory. So let's break it down. There are three pretty basic reasons why people believe in lies or these conspiracy theories, which are not based in truth. You know, and one is lack of. I won't say that. One is lack of basic information, or a conspiracy theory fills that missing gap of knowledge, right? So let's say somebody is thinking, you know, politically a certain ideology, and there's a rumor going around within that ideology, but they don't have in-depth knowledge of what is what the detail is, so they just believe out there because they have that gap of actual knowledge on the truth. Two is when something causes anxiety. Conspiracy theory kind of helps you predict where that threat is coming from, so it doesn't feel so random. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so we're, you know, and there's a wanting to follow in the in your group, you know, the group that you're swimming with, treading water with. You know, so if you're a political party or whatever believes a conspiracy, then you are more likely to believe it because you're part of a group that has that agreement that that conspiracy theory is true, whether it is or not. But you're part of that group now, right? And then there's another reason, which we just talked about, is ego. People who believe conspiracy theories believe they are in a very special group of independent thinkers who know the truth, right? They think that they have a superior knowledge while the majority of people are just sheep who are foolishly gullible and easily manipulated and who won't, you know, they would never want to feel special. You know, they're easy, they're wusses, you know. But
yeah.
They, whoa, yeah. I got the ego. So, example, I can't think, what's an example? I don't know. Okay. Let's say there's a imagine someone who wasn't particularly successful in school, just for example, right?
Definitely.
So deep down, yeah. Their ego feels inferior. You know what I mean? By if you're in a classroom with a bunch of people and maybe there's people around who get the answers right or who know the subject, who can grab that math concept, but you can't. And you don't know why you can't, but deep down inside, you kind of feel inferior because people around you do. Now, if we
actually,
were to translate
I was one of those guys. Sorry.
Yeah, same here. See, but me too. I mean, I remember in college in microeconomics when the guy would come in and just start the whole class by drawing a line on the board and intersect this line with that line and this line and buy and supply and this and that. And I'm like, what the hell are you drawing up there? It looks like a piece of artwork to me. But it all meant something regarding economics, you know. But I'm looking at this guy drawing all these lines on the board. And I'm like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. And same thing with algebra. I hated algebra. I can't believe I passed it. I got an A in geometry and just barely passed algebra. Go figure. But anyway, so that's what that would be. But so going, how does that parlay to conspiracy? If they believe a conspiracy theorist, well, now they feel like they're smarter than most others. And it's
They feed that truth, don't they? Because they're so convinced it is the truth, and they want so many people to be aware of that because, you know, the ego is saying, you know, this is it. People need to know. Mm-hmm. They really need to know. And then when they get angry, when people then don't, you know, understand the concepts that they're trying to push across, or they don't agree with them, and then they're providing examples of why that theory is incorrect in some ways. Yeah. And ego steps up even more and is like, now it gets irate at this point because that's what ego does.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think because of the people knowledge and degrees that they have that people tend to listen to the people that just say if I went to Yale or something like that and got a master's degree?
Let's talk about that. So let's talk about it. So what Amanda did, let's migrate to that. So let's think. So what Amanda just said is that these folks feel like they're smart than others because that group of people will tell them so. Because that same group of people that are fueling that conspiracy theory, suddenly I believe that conspiracy theory, therefore now I'm smarter than most others. But now let's imagine someone who is well-educated, like you were saying, Cornell. Let's say what'd you say, a doctor or something? Okay, let's just look at a doctor.
Doctor, master, went to Yale or Harvard or something.
Okay.
Like that.
So let's say that. So we've all seen a few doctors. Yeah. So we've seen a few doctors take fringe positions against vaccines and masks, right? They're out there. Sometimes you'll see this, you know, I'm fueling my conspiracy theory because here's a video of a doctor. I don't know who he is, but he's a doctor. He's a doctor, right? Doctor. And this doctor's taking a position against vaccine and masks. So why would they do that? Well, let's go back to what we just said earlier, right? Ego. Maybe before they felt like they weren't achieving the career success and recognition that they felt they deserved, but by supporting a fringe conspiracy theory, suddenly they're invited to give their expert testimony and their faces on national cable and YouTube and blah, 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 and Instagram, what else, and a group of people are praising them as brilliant heroes. Here's a doctor who says, "Hey, don't wear a mask. CDC says it doesn't do anything." Well, we all know that. But, hey, this guy's a doctor. Therefore, it gives me truth. Therefore, it's my reality, right? It's tempting, and I guess you could say for many people, that praise and it's, you know, a special feeling of worth and trade-off of other people, ridiculing, insulting them. In fact, the ego boost is so important, I would think that it's the only common root of all conspiracy theories. And the other reasons we talked about just help to spread that conspiracy theory, but they're not required.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Ego is the common root of everything. So it exists within religion, whatever belief system you have in anything in the world, anything,
mm-hmm.
a relationship or a business, no matter what it is, your belief is solidified with ego. And people are oblivious to the fact that we have ego, that ego is prominent in all our choices.
You're right, babe.
Yeah,
the old Houdini trick.
Yeah. If they're guys, have you? Oh, here's one. I'm just thinking of conspiracy theory. I remember at Cornell, one of you guys. We used to do this conspiracy show. I'm going way back. So, but one of you guys, I forget who, brought up the conspiracy that the
Amanda.
The Earth.
Probably, yeah.
I think it was. I think anyway, it doesn't matter. But yes, thank you.
Yes,
thank you. So we have centuries of evidence that the Earth is not. Wait, is there any cause for anxiety regarding a flat Earth? No, the Earth is round, right? The Earth is round, and it's no threat to anyone. So
correct.
There is an in-group that believes this? No. There's not. There truly isn't. But flat earthers do believe that they have a special superior knowledge, so it boosts their what? It boosts their ego. This is also true for the moon landing. Remember? One of you guys brought that up too. I forget who it was. Somebody said, I'm going back to our conspiracy shows again. the moon land, the guy on the moon was all fake. That never happened. It was a government covering up UFOs and crackpot theories, like the theory of relativity is wrong because deep down they just want to feel smarter than Einstein. The theory of wrong. That's wrong. So what do we do with all this? I don't know. I guess it's good to know. It's good to know where the root of the folks who believe in the lies and why they believe in the lies is why. Where does that come from? And we've asked that question a lot. You know, we've scratched our heads on the show. We've talked about the big lie, the election being stolen, and all these other things, that the coronavirus is less dangerous than the common flu, that vaccines, they're injecting a microchip to follow you. This is all government hoax. But the people who say that, the people who say it, the people who believe it, the people who are part of it, we know where it all comes from. It's deep-rooted way down inside somewhere. It's all about ego.
Well, we're walking a very dangerous line, aren't we, with how we approach this? Because, of course, we're allowed to think freely. Free thinking is our human right. So everybody should be entitled to think and believe what they want, okay? So that's...
Yes.
Yeah, no matter what it is, they should be allowed to...
As long as they check...
Exactly.
The
as long as it...
yes.
As long as they're not harming anybody and it's not causing, you know, like worldwide war or destruction, you know, as long as you know, they're entitled to their beliefs.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Yeah. Amanda worried about them trucks pulling up in front of our house. That's what it is.
Oh, you know what? Right now, I'd be like, I don't give a crap. Come on. I'll invite you in for a cup of tea. Come on. Let's talk about it. But, I mean, it's like, where do you draw the line with this? When you've got something like the Trump, I want to call this a Trump conspiracy because, you know, he created such a movement in people with everything that he shared that it's been classed as he's a conspiracy, that these group of people solidified their belief system with Trump using ego, because that's what Trump is very good at, the driving force with ego. And he's created this dangerous shift that retaliated within America. And, you know, look what happened. So when it comes to extremes like that, you have got to be very careful. But, yeah, I mean, we're all entitled to think and feel what we feel and think, right? But again, like you said, Andy, it's a valid point. It all does come from ego. And this is the complexity of ego. This is the hilarious thing. What I've noticed with people as well, you've got a lot of people that are spiritual, okay, and religious. So there's a fine line between being religious and spiritual. You can't, quite often they don't merge together, because those who are religious will read the Bible word for word, take it as it is, go out there, preach it to other people, and they will say, this is the truth. But they haven't read between the lines, taken it into themselves to become more spiritual. Okay, so they're not seeing their own spiritual truth within what's been written. Now, that's ego stepping up right there. I've read this. This is what it says. This is the truth. I'm forcing it in your face. You've got to believe it. But this is the trick that ego plays. So you can be now studying about ego, learning to not be so egoic, but the ego will trick you into believing that that's exactly what you're doing, but it will still be the driving force.
Yeah.
This is how complex it really is, and that's how deep the rabbit hole kind of goes with it. And it's not until you really unravel it and start to see what ego is leading you to do, say, act, you know. Is it affecting other people? Is it affecting yourself and your choices? It goes really, really deep, but it has a clever way of convincing you that you're not egoic, because that's what ego wants to do, to protect itself. Yeah. It's a protection thing.
So, you're right on it. And it's kind of cool that we, because, you know, how many times have we, like, when we're talking about some kind of bullshit story that gets out there that's making the news that people believe in, we talk about it on the show, and we've had people call in on the show, and we scratch our heads, and after we're kind of winding down that conversation, we kind of end with, I just don't understand how or why these folks, who are probably intelligent, normal, happy, you know, family people with loving life, how they would believe all this in deep sincerity. And I think we nailed it. I think it is all, it's ego driven. You know, we know the answer now. I think that is the answer. I think we've really, you know, I think we've nailed it. I think we don't have to ask the question anymore. I think that's the answer to the question, because we've asked it a lot. We've asked the question a lot. You know what I mean?
Hey, I really think that we all learn from the magicians. The magicians always had like a Houdini a trick and all that stuff to trick the mind and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think they technically they looked at the magician and said, oh, we could do this with the world. It's like a puppet master or something like that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
There's so much to learn.
Yeah, there's so much to learn from others in that sense. And it kind of reflects back to ourselves, doesn't it? It really does. And then I know I said to you boys, like going back ages ago on earlier shows, that, you know, with a lot of self-reflection, you can actually see the kind of things that we do within our conversations, our actions, our everyday actions. And you can really go deeper with that. And that's where a lot of the change comes from, right? It's like a ripple effect. Once somebody sees how much you've changed, you start to notice that these other people are changing too. Yes. It's like, it's absolutely incredible to witness when you see that happening. And you got to ask yourself, how deep does that go? Is it kind of like, oh, they've seen it, therefore they're mimicking it? Or is it because I've changed, therefore how I'm perceiving them is different?
Definitely.
So whether they've changed, because my perception's changed, that's another interesting thing, is perception. Ego and perception, because those two could go hand in hand, very much so.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I just love how we solve the problems on in the world on this show.
Andy, I'm talking about a magician. I'm talking about Houdini. But Houdini was a man of tricks, right?
Yeah.
Trick the eye. Trick the naked eye.
Hey, Amanda, I have a question to ask you. How's the weather doing there in the UK? Is it cold and gloomy?
Yes, it was very stormy yesterday. We had 130 winds and the rain, torrential rain with it. I swear to God, it sounded like my windows were going to cave in. It was that bad. It scared me.
Wow.
Yes. It's also very cold, bitter cold. Icy.
It's like, must be 68 and beautifully sunny here, I think. It's like, Cornell, how's it where you are? man.
Oh, my gosh. About, Andy, it's very cold. It's very cold out here. Mm. Yesterday we had a windstorm. The trash cans was flying everywhere, man. And guess what? I didn't pick. Yes, it was very cold. I seen the Wicked Witch. I was like, oh my gosh, she's here.
Oh my.
I'm watching these weather people who are going on and saying this high pressure is going here, the wind's blowing there, the temperature's going to be this, this is going to be that, and the humidity and all these things. And all I want to know. Is it going to be hot or cold? You know, they're...
These are miserable, mean, nasty fucking scumbags.
They are. Just tell me. Just, I want to know if it's going to be hot or cold. That's all.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But
please.
Let me ask you a question. Do you plan your day according to the humidity? Hey, it's humid. You know. What do I wear tomorrow? Do anybody know the humidity?
Well, probably helps with deodorant choices, but that's about it.
Yes.
and when it's if you go to like some places in the southern climates, you know, near the equator or that area, you know, where it gets real hot and it can be hot and humid, I get that. Because like here in California, for example, for the most part, even in the summer, it can be 90 some degrees east of the, you know, when you're off the ocean, you know, and you're about 10 miles off the ocean or so, it can be, you know, very, very hot. But it's dry, like Arizona. It's dry. It's not humid. You go to Florida, and in the summertime there, you need oxygen tanks to walk outside. It's so thick and humid. But the temperature could be the same as in California. Oh, my God. No, Vegas is hot and dry. I remember I was in Vegas a few years back, and it was 112 degrees. I stayed at the Treasure Island Hotel. Beautiful place. Beautiful place.
Oh, I stayed there, too. Isn't it nice? Yes. It's
really nice.
Nice and colorful.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really nice. The Strip, it's great there. It's great. And it's fun. I mean, I'm not a gambler, but it's so fun to go hang out, catch some shows. It's very inexpensive to have a good
all
time
night
there.
Long.
I don't gamble. You know, if I put a few quarters in, I'm good, or a couple dollars of traps or whatever. Yeah. But I used to go to Vegas for my entertainment events and for business meetings and that kind of thing, music things. So I used to go a couple of times a year. And had a great time. You know, I've never really gone.
Yes.
But I'm going in January. I'm going actually for music in, when am I going there? January 19th. I'll be in Las Vegas. Guess what's going to be there that time, but not in a live show. It's the Adult Video Music Awards.
Ooh. Wow.
Which is going to be an online event. It's not going to be at a hotel. The hotel they're supposed to have it at, which I think was the MGM, canceled it. And I don't know if they canceled the live event because of the nature of – did I say Adult Video Music Awards?
You did. And I just let it pass. It's much more entertaining.
I mean, the old, oh god, music on the brain. Adult video music. No, adult video. Adult video adult video nude awards. The adult video news. NEWS. AVN.
You sure it's not Z?
I can't believe I get away with this. Anyway, don't quit your day job, Andy. Listen, it's going to be an online event, and the hotel that was going to host it, the MGM, canceled it, and we don't know if they canceled it because of the nature of the awards and the show and the sex relatedness of it, or if they canceled it, which I believe the latter. They canceled it because of COVID and so forth, and a spreader event and that kind of thing. That's probably why they canceled it. The other hotel they were in, I think, kicked them out or didn't want to do it or whatever. But anyway, so it's going to be an online event, and we are hoping, we're orchestrating that right now, guys. I got to tell you, we're hoping to be able to carry parts of the show here on the Andy of the Adult Video. Say it. The Adult Video News Awards here on this show to see who the hottest actors and actresses are in the porn business, who's doing what, who the newcomers are, no pun intended, who the...
Oh, boy.
What do you think, Cornell? Cornell's there. Cornell suddenly got quiet.
I plead the fifth. That's my constitutional right.
Cornell Sinkin.
What's it all about?
Yes, it is. Yes, I am.
I'm sure we've got plenty of people out there who can tell us what it's all about.
Definitely.
With, no judgment.
Yes,
no judgment,
yes,
whatsoever.
Yes. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I love you. You love me.
That's my friend.
Oh, yes. Anyway, hey, Amanda.
Yeah?
Boris Bednov. Boris Bednov.
I really do love that last name. It's so much better.
Isn't it, though? He has, this is in your backyard, literally. Look out your window. Look out your window right now.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm doing that, yes.
All right, good. Boris Bednov has faced a tremendous amount of scandals in the recent past because his more than 2 years as the prime minister of your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest one is really, what's the word for sad? Grave? Okay, great.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Yes.
Great, right? Here's what happened. In the past week, your prime minister, and this is all due to you, your prime minister has been buffeted by a whole bunch of claims that came in from everywhere, mm-hmm. even the show, that social events, were held inside 10 Drowning Street. Is it Drowning Street?
Yes. It might as well be, really.
Is it Drowning? It's not Drowning Street. Downing Street.
Drowning Street. Oh, my.
I'm not walking down there. Nope, I'm not walking down there. But in the run-up to Christmas, what was that, last year, 2020, when the country was under, like, all this coronavirus regulations that outlawed such activity. I remember talking about it. I can't believe we've been on the air this long. I remember talking about it last year because last year, we should go take some archives, some cuts. At this time last year, we were talking about this. And what happened on, what was it, yesterday? Tuesday.
Yes.
This is the Wendy show, Andrew. Come on, it's Wednesday. So it was yesterday.
You're crackling a little, my darling. It's hard to hear you.
Oh, no. I am?
Yes.
Let me see if I can fix it. Is this, darn. Any better?
It's
better?
Those black bands. The black band alert.
Is it any better?
There's no current crackle right now.
Okay. I think I got a bad cable that's connecting my microphone to the rest of the world.
I see.
They're probably trying
that's
to turn it off.
That's a long cable. Yeah.
Oh no.
We love you. So yes,
I was going to say something, but I won't.
Your little sauce pop.
But I love it when you talk that way. Anyway, what was I saying?
You're talking about the thing that's going on with Boris Johnson.
So yesterday, as there was a video that came out that appeared to show the Downing Street officials joking about the parties during rehearsal for the televised breast briefings.
Televised breast. I knew it was still on the awards.
Wow, Andy, I know you can't wait to get to Vegas.
Televised press briefings.
Yeah, they did a mock-up press conference thing. Yeah, at Christmas.
Yeah, that. So you know about
last
that.
Year.
You know, So folks on 10 Downing Street have been like overheard joking about parties now, rehearsals.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, this guy's really something. I don't get it. Is he liked? Is Johnson liked in the UK?
Well, that's very mixed feelings.
I think a lot of people
are so disappointed in him. Truly, you know, he's it comes across as incompetence with everything that's happened recently. You know, with the way he's dealt with things, he could have done it so much better. To start off with, it looked promising. He's promising all these things about how we were when he. industrial revolution when we were leading the way with that kind of thing, and he wants to do it with green energy and all that kind of thing. He's thrusting that in our faces at the moment to make it look like, yeah, the UK's doing something amazing. Whoa. Come on now. No, we're not. We've got all these issues going on, and, you know, the whole UK is mocking him because of all these little things that are coming out of government, the way he handled education and COVID and now this Christmas issue.
Yes, Christmas thing. And we were just talking about this. Like, it seems like...
just seems like I was here yesterday.
Yeah, having the same conversation. You know, having the same exact conversation.
Yeah.
I don't
definitely.
Know. Whatever.
It's true.
You know?
But for those who are not aware, they had, like, this mock, you know, press conference to how they were going to deal with things. And some things were said and caught on video, especially from Boris Johnson's senior spokeswoman, Allegra. I think her name is Allegra Stratton or something like that. And she's basically resigned her job. This is what I was saying about the start of the show, that everybody's resigning everywhere because, you know, she's recently resigned because of one of the comments.
I know exactly. One of the comments
there's no such thing as a G-spot.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, there was uproar about that. Everybody was heading in a different direction and got really peed off about it.
Yeah.
And then there was
everybody saying orgasm loud.
So she's resigned because of what happened. She was crying and everything like that when the press were confronting her about it. So yeah, she made a big boo-boo. Not good. Doesn't give us a good name, does it? Doesn't make us look that great, to be honest, with everything that's going on. You know, and we had that health secretary who quit and was saying all this stuff about Boris Johnson saying things behind closed doors and about how the COVID situation. No, it was herd immunity. You know, how
mentality.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Mentality. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're in a pretty bad mess. We are. It's hard to trust the dude right now. It really is. I got to be honest.
I wonder what. With the drunken sailor, what shall we do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to burst into song when I said that. I was just like, nah, I'm just going to pick up on that. You did. I love that.
Yeah.
It is crazy. So, you know, and they're saying as well that we got like 50% of that new variant is going to be the dominant. Anyway, what would you say, darling?
I forget. I really do.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know,
he was Cornell? Talking about the awards.
Oh yeah. Oh, what is that?
Yes. Do you hear it?
I hear this funny little noise.
Yeah, what is that? Birds?
I don't know.
Birds.
I told you guys. Oh shit. We in trouble now.
I told you,
Amanda, not to say anything.
Oh my goodness! Wait, I hear a screeching of trucks. Oh,
hey guys, I'm just a guest on the show.
Because we're alike, bad lots, both of us, selfish and shrewd, but able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Go on.
But that was, I guess, bleed over on the internet. I don't know what that was. We're on internet radio. We are on Block Talk Radio, the Andy and Amanda Show here, folks.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Amanda is in the UK. I am here in California. We have Cornel Butler there in floating around the East Coast, all the world, Philadelphia, you know, somewhere around there.
Definitely.
Floating around.
I'm floating in the air like Houdini.
He's floating.
Around.
I'm not floating. I'm floating.
I like that.
Anybody's welcome to join us anytime they'd like. You can email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Visit our website at andyandamandashow.com. Please do call us at 515-605-9888. We'll talk about whatever you like to talk about. We're just here having fun. You know, we're doing it. We're doing it to it. You know?
Yes.
Does anybody know what's going on with the vice president? Anybody know? Kamala Harris?
No.
Anybody know?
No, actually.
No, actually, I haven't heard from her in a while, man.
Yeah. Mm. She didn't text.
I haven't either.
Call. I don't know what's going on.
No, she hasn't. Yeah, we tried to get her on the show. Haven't heard back. We have tried.
No.
We're still going to try to get her on the show. We are.
Yeah.
But she's been in office, just under a year, I guess. January will be a year. And her staff has already seen, a very high amount of turnover, it's in her staff. And it's raised the question, what's going on in the latest episode? She's got this revolving door. You know, what is... Don't take that the wrong way.
She owns a revolving door.
I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on her. I don't know. The jury's out in my. You know, I don't know. I'm neither here nor there, as they say. With her.
Okay.
But let me just say this: that I was much more hopeful of a dynamic presence by the first woman of color. Yeah, the first woman of color occupying the office of Vice President of the United States than we have witnessed in the past almost year. That's all I want to say about that. Now what? And if she's going to make a presidential bid, if Biden decides not to run again because of his age, or he says he is, but who knows, she's going to have a very, very, very tough time in obtaining the nomination for president, either whether it's this time around or a time in the future. That's just my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I really hope I'm wrong, but that's just my observation.
Right. Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Who knows? Yeah.
See, it's been very quiet from her, hasn't it? I expected a little more, but I guess there's been so much going on, hasn't
mm-hmm.
there? There really has, with
mm-hmm.
everything
yeah.
that's been
mm-hmm.
happening in the US and COVID. But still.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Kamala. Ooh. I call her Kamala. Ooh. Is it Kamala? Kamala.
Kamala.
I asked you before, haven't I? Yeah.
we have all these issues. And also, the newest nation in the world... And the largest nation in the world, well, it depends on the largest to who, maybe not to our species, but it's the largest to some species, is called Bentiu. It's in South Sudan. It's
ooh.
A nation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the roads.
And the Mandy Show.
Yeah.
the main roads that run through this state, and it is an actual state, are completely submerged mm-hmm. now. But the traffic remains. So you've got people in snorkel gear and scuba outfits. There are no cars, but there's people, some who swim and others wade, pushing the way through the heavy, through the water to get in and out of town. This is absolute. I'm not making this up.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, there's you can go through by canoes, they tow their livestock with canoes. So the livestock's walking in the water, and the people towing the livestock are paddling in front of them. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true. There's the traffic between the cities of Bentiu and Ding Ding. Ding Ding is the name of the town.
You're saying Ding Ding. Ding Ding.
Ding Ding.
What?
Ding, get out of my way. Coming through.
It's primarily a group of women pushing to dislodge their makeshift raft. That has become stuck in the mud. That's what you're looking when you go through Ding Ding or Bentiu. You look at these women. Some are weighed down because what happens is the rafts are weighed down by they have all these kids, like sometimes like 6 or 8 kids, and the kids they weigh down the raft in the mud, and you've got all these women leaving Ding Ding.
What the fuck is this? The Jungle Book?
I can't take this seriously. I'm trying.
I am not making
the Jungle
this up.
Book, the movie.
I am not making this up. Look up the state of Ding Ding, and spelled Bentiu.
Really? That's a ball.
I'm not making. Mm-hmm. Look up Ding Ding. Do it now.
I'm not
going to
look up
something
called Ding Ding.
How is it spelled?
Ding Ding is just like it sounds. Ding Ding. Ding, ding, ding. Or maybe I'm saying it wrong, but it is ding, ding. And the other one is called...
I'm glad you're saying it wrong.
The other one's Bentiu, B-E-N-T-I-U. And oh, and what happens? So the men in the family. So you've got the women bringing me through these makeshift rafts that are getting me coming stuck in the mud because they're overweight with all the kids they have. Stuck in, and the women have to pull them. Then you've got men in the family. And all the men go back up north to keep their cattle safe, and the women were left to push for days, pushing their kids out of the mud in the hope of reaching higher ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would you go drive in the mud if you would get stuck?
Well, the food ran out. You know, the food So that's why they keep moving. And they've been, you know, ravaged by years. You know, Ding Ding has been ravaged.
Only man in Amanda's show.
Oh, God. I'm looking to gain an audience there in our show. We don't get it anywhere else. Maybe people ding ding because we're giving them all this publicity. Maybe they'll get a flood of fundraising of support to help these people out of the mud.
Yeah, I can see them on their little rafts and, you know, trying to tune into the show. I mean, bless them.
Or get a four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Andy, I've just entered that in on Google, and it just brings up Ding Dong Texas everywhere.
That's a boss.
You look up, look up this, B-E-N-T-I-U and Ding Ding. And you'll see the roads. Bentiu and Ding Ding. So Ding Ding.
I'm about to say, did you show my Ding Ding? What the hell?
Ding Ding has been ravaged by years of conflict. There's barely been enough peacetime in the world. And they're the newest nation. It's all underwater. It's like Atlantis. You know, there's only 200 kilometers of roads that are paved. So South Sudan is now dealing with the biblical floods that began as early as June and were made worse by the climate crisis, which it had little hand in creating, you know. But they're
I'm seeing it all now.
You see Ding Ding?
The world.
Yeah, I hope you do.
The world's newest nation is both drying up and drowning. That's what it says.
You see?
Wow.
No kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ding Ding.
Oh, bless them. I'm looking at the pictures now. Wow.
Yeah, she's Ding Ding? What website? What website are you seeing these things?
It's actually
it's Pornhub.
CNN. That's
Pornhub. Cornell got it right. Pornhub.
CNN has got a video and a news story about it. Yeah, it's got pictures, shows you where it is.
Oh, where is it? Wait a minute. What's CNN? I might be looking at the same story, but just not on CNN, maybe. Oh, look at the map. I see where Ding Ding is. South Sudan. There it is. Yeah, I see
South
the map.
South Sudan. They got a place called Unity. Oh, Upper Nile.
Oh, and they got
White
Jungle
Nile.
Book.
Ethiopia.
Upper Nile. Oh, Nile. Yeah.
Upper Nile.
Lower Nile, Upper Nile. They got Jungle Book. They got Time Warp. They got, what's that Time Warp there in Southern Sudan? They got Northern Italy. Not Northern Italy. Northern Bayar, El Gazu, Haho, hoo.
Yeah, they're literally right next to
Ethiopia. Guys, whoever's
listening
to this program, they already fired me.
Yeah. Come on.
Dang.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the cars.
Uh-oh.
The sedans are pulling up outside the properties
as
we speak. Andy and Amanda are packing their belongings and getting ready to leave.
Kicking us out of here.
It's Ding Ding. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, guys.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
Wow. It's already 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer than it was when it began industrializing. So there.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yes.
I jumped. I thought it was dumb.
They're claiming it's due to the climate.
He's full of shit.
What they're claiming?
They're claiming it's the climate crisis that you're experiencing all this mass flooding the way it is right now, because the whole world is 1.2 degrees warmer.
Well, how many people is in the country?
Just trying to see if it says. It's been the worst in 60 years, apparently.
That's because the human element has been removed.
Wow, I really feel for them seeing all this. That's like 850,000 people have been impacted by it. Bless them.
Hey guys, I can't believe it, but it's true. Another
is it?
Another.
Is it okay to fake an orgasm?
Boom, baby, boom. Well, no boom.
I was about to say something, and I was so rudely interrupted by that question. I guess it. No, I don't think it is. That's my. I don't think it is. No, don't fake it. Be real. Be real.
Absolutely. Because if you fake it, you may be able to improve it if you don't fake it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk about it. See what you can make, you know, changes. You won't be sorry.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No.
Not yet. You, Cornell?
I'm thinking about it.
I served in an infantry school. Does that count?
Wow, that's good.
No, I'm
unbelievable.
Joking. Over here, they call the when you first start school, it's infants. So it's I'm just playing on that. Nothing spectacular.
Well, Cornell's kind of. Cornell.
That sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like me when I'm faking it.
You're like,
you know,
Cornell,
the Greek
like,
gods, you know, he's one step above that.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
I have never profited.
That's why I'm doing the show.
What?
Profited.
Oh, okay. I couldn't make out what he said.
He said profited.
Yes. Yeah, you got it right.
That view is the right one.
Yeah. It is. You know, we are about out of time. Matter of fact,
time. Hold up. Wait a minute.
No, we are. We're out of time.
No, we are. We truly.
Oh, I miss you guys.
You too.
No,
you too.
Miss you, boo.
You too. And
if it doesn't work, separate amicably and look for somebody new.
Yeah.
Wherever you said. I'm like, okay. Thank you.
But anyway, so we're out of time here on the show, this Wednesday show. We come back on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is always a lot of fun. And we thank you for joining us, everybody around the world. And at this point, everybody's listening to the podcast, wherever you are. And tell somebody you know about this show. Join the show anytime, 515-605-9888. That being said, adios, Cornell, Amanda. Let's get out of town. What do you think?
Well, that's funny, because I was just about to say, from Andy, myself, and Cornell, adios. Literally, that's
adios.
What I was going to say.
Gracias.
Bye, everybody. We love you. Thanks for joining us.
We love you guys.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye-bye.